The Church in Belgium has announced the opening of a centre for recovery, reconciliation and rehabilitation for victims of abuse by church members. The planned centre was announced by the Archbishop of Malines-Bruxelles, Joseph Léonard, during a press conference. Emma McCarthy has this report.
Speaking on behalf of the Belgian bishops, Archbishop Léonard said the church is determined to learn the necessary lessons from the terrible events of the past. In this process, the bishops will follow five important suggestions. Firstly, that the victims themselves, at their insistence, be involved in planning all new initiatives. In fact, the suggestion for a centre for recovery, reconciliation and renewal was put forward by a victim after the independent commission set up by the church to investigate complaints of sexual abuse folded in the wake of a police raid on its offices 2 months ago. The commission, headed by independent child psychiatrist Peter Andriensens, published its report Friday last, detailing an estimated 300 cases of abuse on minors. Professor Andriensens described the investigation process as shocking and underlined that most of the cases dated back to the 1960s and 70s. According to Archbishop Léonard, four experts will be appointed to begin preliminary discussions on collaboration and draw up the operating rules for the new centre. The Archbishop said he hopes it will be operational within the year, but that in the meantime an information desk will be open with limited powers to which people can send their inquiries via phone or email. Archbishop Léonard concluded that it will take time to bring healing and closure, given the enormity of the challenge which the Church now faces. I'm Emma McCarthy.